Hello ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to A Week of Nights. This will be the second part of episode 5, which was the previous one with the group of lads. And basically, it's just a continuation of what happened. After the group of lads were actually moved on by the police, I had to go up to the room and inspect the damages. And one of the problems was with the rooms, was I had to take photos. The lads were in three rooms, they were all next door to each other. And we went into one of the rooms, and they were also... It's more what they did in the other room, which was more shocking. And I went upstairs and went into the first room. But when the lads kept coming back and they kept saying, oh, I've left something in this room, I've left something in that room. And what they wanted to do was they wanted to get into one of the rooms to take the sock off the smoke detector. Because they knew that as long as that's on there, that's our evidence to prove that they had tampered with the smoke detectors. Of course, I wouldn't let them up there. Because I know full well that they didn't, that they actually took everything with them. So with this episode, I'm going to upload a couple of photos just to show like some of the damages that was done, and also some of the strange things that we found out afterwards. The group of lads, when they came back with the girls about 5, half 5 in the morning, basically we found out why they were so adamant for half an hour they wanted to bring these girls back, and went into the first room we went into, and the sock was still there, and where the desk is, there was still tobacco left on the side unit. There was filters all over the floor, and you know there were bits everywhere. The sock was still on the detector, but I noticed something was missing. And in family rooms, we usually keep a spare bed under the main double bed. And when I went in there, I realised that the spare bed was missing, which I couldn't understand. Didn't think anything of it. Went into the next room, and that's when it all made sense. Basically, what it boiled down to was the lads had taken the spare bed out of one room, spare bed out of the other room, and put them in the middle room. And what they'd done, in total, they had the big double bed, two single beds next to each other, another single bed, and then they made a sixth bed out of the cushions off the couches. So in total, they had 6 beds for 6 lads with 6 girls. In other words, they wanted a nice orgy. Which, obviously, I wouldn't even allow, especially at 5 o'clock in the morning, and there's families, you know, all around them, if I had found that out at the time. But the room was actually quite bad. What they'd done, they'd stuffed a towel under the back of the door to stop the smoke getting out, and in that room, they'd actually took the sock off the smoke detector, but unfortunately, they ragged it off, and actually, unintentionally, they actually pulled the smoke detector down and actually ripped the seal off it, so it was hanging off the ceiling. So... went around the room, took a couple of photos, and where the actual side unit is, they'd stubbed cigarettes out on the windowsill. So I've got photos of that. On the desk, there was a bottle of Fanta, and that was full of cigarette butts. The room stunk of cigarettes. All around, it was shocking that they'd actually planned all this out, those 6 lads, which in the end, I was actually quite glad I got rid of them for it. But these are the things that happen, you know, even without the staff knowing. It's unknown to us. But when we do find out, this is when we act upon it. And I do it in the interest of the guests. I don't, you know, it's not just because I'm the staff and, you know, I don't want that troubles. It's more that I like to tend to think of the residents. You know, you're paying to stay there. You know, I'm going to make it as comfortable as I can for you. And the rooms were in a state. They were in a horrible, horrible state. I'll probably put up a couple of photos. But this has actually happened a few times over the past few weeks. Lads, but girls have as well, destroyed the rooms. But yeah, this is just like a little epilogue or, you know, little episode after the other episode. So, yeah, that's all for this episode. So this is Petney saying goodnight, sir. I'll be watching you.